From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired, but you can't sleep. Stuck in come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love someone but it goes to waste. Could it be worse?
Hey everybody, so it is Carrie Kay, your health coach, and I am live today. I'm so excited to have a few guests on today that are just amazing. I have Robert Anderson. I have Marcy calling in soon. So real quick, like, I am a certified holistic health coach. What does that mean? I help people come up with ways of using modalities that will help heal the body. But I will say this, that the body heals itself. So my journey is last year I got hit by a school bus, and then I had been told that there was a lump, and I just prayed and prayed and prayed. So I'm so grateful to my Heavenly Father for saving me, getting hit by that school bus, going through a breast cancer survivor now. And I just want to pray before we get started and bring Robert Anderson on. So Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this wonderful show that you've given us to reach the masses of people, to encourage people, to teach and educate people in the way that you would taught and educated us, and that you still continue to teach us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this wonderful opportunity. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Hey, Robert, so tell me, man, like, we've known each other for just a little bit of time, and we did a five series on the spiritual, your spiritual journey, and that was really awesome. Like, I wanted to write a book about that because it was just amazing. So tell me a little bit about, like, your spiritual journey and that five-step series, and then we'll get into what you want to talk about.
Okay. Well, first of all, just let me tell you that I'm so grateful to be able to touch any souls and shine light. And today we're going to do some amazing things. So I hope all of you get a pen and paper handy and, like, take a few notes, whatever resonates with you. But my spiritual journey is an amazing one, and I live on the magical side of the universe. And I have a direct relationship with my Heavenly Father, and I'm grateful for that every day.
That's awesome. Awesome. So your spiritual journey was really a great series that we did. It was a five-part series, and it was actually stuff that was going on in my life, which was just amazing because I was going through a lot of things. Do you remember how I was going through all this stuff?
And it was a blessing.
Yeah.
The blessing that we were able to take your journey and capture it in that way was just a gift that you're now able to give everyone else. Isn't that a beautiful thing?
It is. I remember when you said, I was supposed to contact you. You sent me a message on Facebook and you said, I was supposed to contact you, and I didn't contact you. And I was like, well, okay, so what's going on? And from that moment on, it was like God was just working in my life amazingly. He just picked me up from where I was in the dirt, and I just really started all over again. But it was just amazing what I walked through.
And here's a beautiful thing we were talking about before we got on here today, is that you've been on the roller coaster. You know, there's gonna, if you look at a heartbeat on a monitor, what does it do? It goes up and it goes down, it goes up and it goes down. So you gotta expect that when you're in the flow of life, and when you're in the way the universe wants you to learn, it's gonna have you have those down moments so that you can appreciate those up moments. You know, you can't have any appreciation for sunshine if you've never had a dark night.
Well, right now what I'm going through is amazing, because, you know, everything that I have been through, I'm looking back and going, I have no fear. And it's so awesome to have no fear at all. Like, of you know, it's like I don't have to be, like, I'm in the world, but I don't have to be part of the world. I don't have to give in to that fear. I have this happiness that it's unbelievable, this happiness that I have in my life.
Yeah, and you've been learning discernment, and that's one of the gifts that we want to give people today, is that power of discernment. Because everybody's going, how do you know what truth is, and what do you know, how do you know what's a lie, and what's good for me, and what's bad for me, and what really affects my destiny? And we're going to answer some of those questions today.
Oh, wow. Well, so in your series that you're talking about today, what is the name of that?
The series today?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know I was doing a series, but basically what I'm going to do is I'm just going to, like, throw some water on you. And those of you who are fertile soil, this water is for you. And I'm going to give you the power of discernment so you can know who is trying to control your destiny and who is trying to keep you from your truth. I'm going to empower you to be able to have the ability to look at something, step back at it, and go, is this, you know, something that's healthy, or is this something that's not healthy? And the more you're able to do that, just as you've been teaching people to do it with nutrition.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what goes in your mind is the same. It is the same. What goes in will come out. And so as you start to control what goes in with this discernment, you're going to love what comes out.
Well, yeah, that's just really what I've been experiencing lately, is Jesus's love. And I walked that journey that was really, really quite difficult for a while. I came through it, and I'm just so very grateful to my Heavenly Father and all that I've learned and how I've grown. You know, I came up with this 5-step program, which is absolutely amazing. It's helping people. I work with people in their mindset. So no matter what's going on out in the world right now, your mindset is huge. You know, drinking lots and lots of water to get rid of the toxins out of your body.
Yeah.
And drinking lots, or eating lots of great nutrition. Exercise and sleep. Yeah. So that's the 5-step program.
Absolutely critical.
Yeah.
And when we realize that, you know, everything is connected, then you're empowered.
Wow. That is so true. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But first of all, let me give you some accolades, because you deserve them, because, you know, I haven't been holding their hand on her whole journey. Have I?
No. You did kind of coach me in the very beginning to open up my eyes to what was going on and what God wanted to do in my life. But you never really, like, you know, made me sit down and, like, sit still. And, you know, I had to do the work. I had to the journey that I had to do the work. Yeah, so in the first series that you did, it was really awesome. In the first series that you did, it was totally awesome, and the next series that you're going to be doing, it's going to be really great too. So
okay. I'm sure, because whatever happens, happens. I'm in the flow. But, you know, the beauty of this, and you're learning this, and you've learned some of it, and you've learned not only that people judge you as you hit those lower parts in your journey, but, you know, that's great. That's a gift, because as those people judge you, then you reveal themselves. And so then you learn who to carry when you're at the top. You know what I mean? But more than that, you've learned that you can just, like, nurture people without needing their approval. And that's a beautiful thing.
Wow. So, our pastor talked about that in church on Sunday about approval addiction. And one of my friends looked at me and said, yeah, that sounds a little bit like something that's up your, what you've had to go through. So explain what you think approval addiction is, because our listeners, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that need to understand that we don't have to have that approval.
Oh.
Only approval of God.
Yeah, this right here is a string through everything. If you start looking at the string, it will attach to everything that's going on in our society. And it kind of leads us into what is healthy and what's not healthy. Do you want me to go into that now?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, let's do that. And so those of you who go to Robert Anderson Love Wins on Facebook, you'll see that I put out this as a meme so you could have it in your pocket. You didn't have to write it all down, but I'm going to read it off, and I'm going to read it off in a weird way, but hopefully it resonates with you. What I want you to do as I'm talking about this is I want you to start evaluating not only the people in your life and not only the things that you feed your mind with your television or a radio, but I want you to also check yourself. What's coming out of you? It might have something to do with what's going in you. And so let's think about that as I go through this. So if you've got people in your life, or you're feeding yourself information from whatever media source, or you have a partner that gives you these things, they're healthy for you. Let's start with the positive. Okay, so if someone calms you, if this information calms you, yeah, that's healthy. Does it comfort you? Just ask yourself while you're watching that television. Is that comforting? Yeah.
It's called the television for one reason or another.
And let's take a turn off course just for a second to evaluate the television. If you didn't turn your television on, how much violence would truly be in your environment? How much violence do you have when you turn the television on? How many deaths would you actually witness? How many murders? How many manipulative people manipulating other people would you be experiencing in your reality if you didn't turn the television on and invite that into your own mind? So think about that. All right, so is it encouraging? Does it encourage you? Does it nurture you? Does it make you want to grow? Does it clarify? Or does it, water and muddy the waters? Does it lead you, or does it push you? So if it leads you, there you go. Does it reassure you? Is it patient? You've been learning patience on this journey.
I have definitely learned some patience on this journey. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
And I was a part of teaching you some of that patience, and that was a gift for me. Strength. Does it strengthen you? When you put something in your mind, do you put that person in your life, when you have that relationship, does it strengthen you? Does it nurture your dreams? Does it fire you up? Does it heal you? Does it care about what hurts you and protect you from that? Does it give? When you learn that giving is actually the most powerful thing you can ever do. Giving. Does it give? And you gotta choose these things, people. You gotta choose them. Does it instill hope? Are you having things go into your mind that instills your hope? You own that, That's your choice. Does it forgive? Are you forgiving? How forgiving are you? Well, maybe it's that you're eating unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness is, it's so super, super important that we forgive all the time. Jesus said in the Bible, we need to forgive 777 times 777. So that's a lot. So we do have a caller on the line right now. Her name is Marcy. And Marcy, are you on the line?
I am here, yes.
Oh, awesome. I'm so happy. So Marcy and I are both holistic health coaches. She's got a lot of certifications. She's been to school. She's got her bachelor's degree. And she also is, like I am, integrative. So integrative medicine means we do believe that there is warranted for some medicines, for people that really need medicines. For other people that want holistic ways, that's what we're here to help you build your immune system the holistic way. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So Marcy, let's talk about, I know you've been doing some biohacking. You wrote a book that just hit Amazon today. It's so exciting. Like, your book is out there now and you've written two other ones. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, my book is out today and it's actually called A Pocket Guide to Biohacking Your Life So It Does Not Suck. You know, how many times do we actually say, oh my gosh, my life sucks? Well, you know, we have the ability to biohack our mindset and our body to create a life that is amazing and does not suck. And this book, because, you know, I have had, you know, experiences, you know, some health challenges and some, you know, life challenges that most of us do have. And I wanted to actually create something that could help other people to become healthier in their mind and their body and create a life that does not suck. Because we all want to live, you know, a wonderful, amazing, vibrant life. And
amen. And I know, Marcy, you and I are working together to help other people. We have this vision to bring a lot of people health and wellness, and we have some amazing modalities. So can you tell me a little bit about the stem cell patch, what it's done for you?
I'm actually using the stem cell patch, which it's amazing. It works on your own stem cells. We start losing our stem cells at age 30. And this patch, it has no chemicals, no pharmaceuticals, no nothing in it. It has biosalts and it has amino acids. And what it does, it takes the infrared light and activates your own stem cells.
Yeah, with copper peptides, right? Which are so popular right now. A lot of people are talking about copper peptides, but they're actually in our body, which is amazing. And so what happens is when you wear the patch, which it's helped me a lot with after I got hit by the school bus last year. And but what it does is it actually rebuilds that area with the infrared light. So like our light in our body already, that we build the vitamin D from the sun. So it's called photomodulation. It's therapy. It's really amazing. And I know we've had a lot of results. So, and what about circulation magnetic therapy? Like we've been using that on you lately. You're recovering from an upper respiratory infection. And how are you doing now?
I'm doing so much better. You know, I had a double pneumonia and, I'm biohacking my own body.
Amen.
Blue-green algae would be highly recommended.
If possible, without the use of antibiotics. And I'm not recommending, you know, if you need antibiotics for anything, by God, you know, you need to go do that. But, you know, our body has an innate ability to heal itself with a little, you know, a few modalities that we can use. And this mat is called the Beamer. And it works on your own, you know, biomagnetic energy. And it helps with your circulation. It helps with healing of your cells. And it's been absolutely amazing for me.
Yeah, what it does, Marcy, is it actually helps your blood to start flowing through your body like a river, the way it's supposed to. And we've been using the red light infrared therapy, too. So I have a guest on tonight, Robert Anderson. He also is in the process in the doing health right now and helping a lot of people. And you know, maybe he might want to ask you a question about some of your modalities that you've used or some of your health things that you've gone through. She's amazing. She got hit by was this a semi?
It was a gasoline tanker truck.
And she's had a lot of stuff happen to her, and she's had to overcome, and she's come a long ways. Mm.
So you've learned how to take your bad situations and turn them into gifts. That's a beautiful thing.
Oh, of course. And it all starts with our mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, not everyone, you know, can be positive and happy every single day. And
no. And
you know, if we can work on our inner thoughts and our inner, how we feel, then if there's a lot of chaos and a lot of things going on in the world, like right now with COVID and all kinds of, with economics and everything, then, we can have more peace on the inside.
Amen. Peace is what it's all about, right?
And the more peace that we have on the inside, the less apt we are to get ill. Because our immune system breaks down when we are under a lot of stress.
And so how did you address the input in order to maintain your peace?
How did I?
Yeah, well, like,
For one, I do meditation. Do meditation a couple times a day. Mm-hmm. This is very, very helpful for me. I do exercise. When I get a little bit stressed out, I walk. And walking is my therapy. And I absolutely love walking. I also do what's called tapping. And
it's this.
Yes.
It's bringing the blood flow back to yourself. If you do this, it's amazing. It makes you feel so good. And then Marcy
wait, one more question, just so we stay on the same track for a minute. So when you're doing this self-love, which is exactly what I call it, okay, what did you do to protect yourself from and identify, have the discernment of what should not be in your environment anymore?
Well, you have to go deep with it and see what is working for you and what is working against you.
Yeah.
And if something is working against you and it is not for the higher good of your well-being and your future, then you need to eliminate it from your life. And this could be, a person. It could be a job, And knowing we all need jobs, but, it is causing issues with your mental health or any type of well-being within yourself, then it's time to change. It's time to make it.
Amen.
Yeah. And we don't go down on the people who may be a little bit toxic. We give them doors. We don't build walls against them because we know that they're also part of our Heavenly Father's children. And they're just where they're at. Everybody's on their own journey. But we do need to have some protection as we throw water over the wall.
Well, and my favorite verse that which should just tell everybody this, like Jeremiah 29:11 says, God wants to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a wonderful, wonderful life. And that's why he sent Jesus to die on the cross for us. And so I am just reminded of that every day. So Robert Anderson, we just have about a minute left. Can you just give your information? And thank you so much, Marcy, for being on today.
Yeah, beautiful meeting you. You're
awesome.
Thank you
you're
so
what
much.
I call a lighthouse, and keep shining your light.
Let's give your information real quick because we're about to end here.
Robert Anderson at smartimagemarketing.com, or you can find me on YouTube or Facebook at Robert Anderson Love Wins. That's LoveWins.
And I am Carrie K. Davis, CarrieKay Davis on Facebook. Please friend me. Please subscribe to Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show. My goal is to get everybody this health and wellness, to teach people how to get their circulation back, to alkaline your body. I mean, there's just so many things. Marcy to do her biohacking, with our mindset, drinking lots of water, eating 80-20 rules on your nutrition, 80% healthy, and 20% enjoying yourself on the weekends. Also, too, Exercise is super important to do what you really enjoy doing. And let's get our 6 to 8 hours sleep, because the body heals when we sleep. So those five steps, they would change your life if you could just give those 30 days. So my phone number is 515-822-4877. That's 515-822-4877. I'm Carrie K. Davis, your holistic health coach. And thank you for listening to Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show. Take care. God bless.
Thank you for letting us shine light in your life. There's nothing more than we could ask for.
Sunshine State. This is Tampa Bay's 10 Talk.